I mean, we only had some beer, so we could just recap the beer.
Yeah.
We don't need to do all of the limericks again.
For fuck's sake, please. Let's not do that.
No, we'll do brand new limericks. Different limericks.
Greetings, Apropos Posse, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
And Jetta. Mm-hmm.
And we are drinking Invictus Brewing Company's Smoked Pineapple Dream Cream Ale. Because my spouse very wisely decided that I should not bring a delicious cider that Jenna can drink when Jenna isn't drinking.
Yes.
So we have instead gone the complete opposite way.
I love how we had previously agreed to a beer month, and then your first instinct was to get a cider.
Well, because it was...
And you had to be talked out of it.
It was a cider ale.
Oh. See, Jenna wouldn't have liked that.
No, but it's a cider that's made with ale yeast.
Oh, okay. But
and not with hops.
Okay, but that's still not.
But I thought that it was a combination.
No, ciders are made with ale yeasts all the fucking time.
Right. That is not. But there was some confusion. And then that confusion was.
The confusion is
cleared.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm drinking water.
Water. You got some water.
Mm.
Water.
A nice
delicious
glass of water.
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 Oh, water.
Water.
Got some
you
water
drinking
here. God.
I shouldn't find that as funny as I do. All right.
So what I'm mad about.
Go on.
Are we going to narrow this down in under an hour and a half?
Or? Oh, man. I've met about so many things, but there's one thing in specific that I'm going to rant about.
Is this
for a
about
bit.
The drinks?
Kind of.
Okay.
In that I'm not drinking right now, just for a couple of weeks, just to try to get my body in balance and try to see where I'm.
Get your humors
affected.
Balanced.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All four of them.
You're too sanguine.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe if I stop drinking for a couple of weeks, I'll have more energy and feel better. And the answer is yes, I do. And I'm really mad about that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I'm just going to drink this beer and feel good about myself.
Mm-hmm. Have fun with that.
Amine fluid? Yeah.
It is pineapple-y. Mm. You know, honestly, what it... So, smoked pineapple.
Yeah.
It tastes like when you get a burger and get a grilled pineapple on there.
Oh, sure.
Like, that's what it tastes like. It's just that slice of grilled pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, as if it were smoked?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jenna.
A smoked pineapple?
I appreciate this.
That is the, that
I'm
is
glad
the,
I'm not the only one.
That is the flavor that I am associating
it
with.
That's fantastic.
In
it does
order
give
to
me more.
Portray to the listeners what it is I am tasting.
Yeah, because it's got a, like, it's not just smoke and pineapple, it's got like the caramelization.
Exactly. Thank
gotcha.
You.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay. So, what y'all been up to?
I won a thing.
You won a thing?
I won a thing.
Thank goodness. You've always wanted a thing.
I have wanted a thing. No, I my work does a recognition program. You can nominate people for recognition, basically.
Tell them that there's a sandwich available.
Exactly. But you and basically over the course of the quarter, people get nominated, and at the end of the quarter, they choose people to kind of win a thing.
Okay.
And at the end of the year, the person who like got all of the kudos basically was like you're the number one employee.
The kudos poobah.
Like, the company donates $1,000 to their charity of choice.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Which is pretty neat.
That is pretty neat.
But then, every quarter...
Salsa was the charity that somebody donated to.
Well played.
I wish, then we'd not have $1,000. I'll be a charity if people give me money, whatever. No, but... in addition to individuals getting recognized, an account team will also get recognized. This time around, the account team that I am on for this one client was awarded. We got a thing. We were like, hey,
good job.
We did a really good job because this was a difficult client, and we had to pivot halfway through when one of their suppliers accidentally signed the wrong contract. And we had everything lined up, and suddenly it was like, oh, we got to change
everything,
all of our plans. And honest mistake, but yeah, it was just like, oh shit, we had to make abrupt changes to our plans, and we did the thing, and clients were happy, and so we got this thing. Nice. So our team got the this award, and we were very happy about it. And my in one of the things saying congratulations, like at the bottom, it was just like your rewards are in check your email for your gifts. Oh. It was like, ooh, we get a thing. So if I hadn't read that, I would have already not known we were getting anything. And in fact, my my project manager made a point to tell me, by the way, if you get this thing, it's not spam. Don't mark it as spam. Because he got something way back in May. Was on another project that got an award, and he got in May, and he kept marking the email as spam. And IT kept going, no, this isn't spam. It's okay.
Aw, sweetie.
It's when you get an email that just says, stop that.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, cool. We're gonna get
walk over and slap your hand with a rolled up email.
No. But I was like, cool, we're going to get a $10-$15 Starbucks gift card or something,
$25 at Applebee's.
Exactly.
Shit.
Cool. That's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a cup of coffee.
A pizza party.
Yeah, I'll have some fun. So I got the email and I click on the thing and this home security system popped up on the screen. It's like, here's the prize you won. And I was just like, oh, okay, very nice upsell. Where's the actual prize? And then it was like, click here for other options. And I was like, okay. So I clicked there, and this whole screen of different prizes came up.
Ooh.
And I was just like,
You get to pick?
Wait a sec. Where's the gift?
So I pick a prize and I get 10% off?
I'm trying to figure out what the catch is here.
Yeah.
No, we got a thing.
Mm.
And I'm not saying it was cheap stuff either. My project manager walked away with a set of 3 cast iron pans.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
There was air fryers and cast iron and a countertop coffee grinder, and like I said, a home web camera security system thing, and is going on here? I brought this home, and my wife and I went through it, and we were like, there's some actual really good stuff in here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we vacillated a little bit on what to get. The air fryer looked really nice, but at the same time, it was one of the more simple air fryers.
Sure.
Only did the air frying as opposed to some of the other stuff, and it was counter spaces at a premium, so she wanted one of the nicer ones.
Yeah. Mm. It's important to get devices that do more.
Exactly. And the same thing with the countertop coffee grinder. It was it would be nice, but it would just take up real estate.
Yeah.
So we eventually went with the set of 3 mixing bowls, stainless steel with a nice red paint. They look real snazzy. 3 sizes of mixing bowls with lids.
Zang.
I know,
lids,
right?
Somebody gifted me 3 mixing bowls with lids, and I still have them and use them for fucking everything.
Exactly. And they came in the mail today, and the kids knew about the prize, and they were just like, what did you get? Because they were just like, what? I was like, I am way more excited than you will be.
Right.
Yeah.
I got boredom for you.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they like to bake with you, so
they will definitely be useful, especially with Thanksgiving coming up. Having a bowl you can slap a lid on.
Yeah.
It was nice to have a company that actually
gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, here's an actual, you know, instead of a handshake and a $5, here's like actual recognition.
Your name drawn to see who wins $5.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Fuck, I've worked for those places. We both worked for that place.
Yeah. No, this place actually does legitimate, like, the culture at this place is so amazing. Every time I have progressed through my career, I have gone from the place where we met to the place where
we worked together
for a while that Jenna used to work at. And it was just such a huge improvement in my life that I was like, oh my God, this is what it's like to have a real job.
I can be treated like a real boy.
And then I went to the next job and I went, holy shit, that place was awful. This place is amazing now. I'm having such a great time. Uh-huh. And then I moved to this job and I look back at my old job and go, oh,
that was garbage.
Oh, you have basically described my entire dating life.
Yeah.
Oh, this is way better than the last. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, this is way nicer.
So, but anyway, getting that recognition was
it is known.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
And then,
fucking awesome.
On Thursday, we had our huge company-wide, our summit, our annual summit, where the whole company basically shuts down and we go to the convention center in downtown Minneapolis and we have this big, you know, meeting with the CEO and a motivational speaker or keynote speaker, not motivational speaker, keynote speaker. Keynote speaker was a guy named Mike Walsh, who I think, if you looked at a picture of him, if you Googled him, you would recognize him from TED Talks. He's legitimately somebody...
I was about to say, I think I recognize him.
He looks a lot like your boyfriend with long hair.
Well, now I have an instant crush.
he's a futurist. He's written a bunch of books.
Oh, yeah.
Really fascinating keynote. We had breakfast and dinner and all on the dime. And then afterwards, we did a thing where...
Legends of Heather Stiff as a board?
No, after dinner, we went... We were in the one of the big convention center dome
one of the
rooms,
tits. Yeah,
and like there, all these tables were spread out because we were having lunch, and some of them had numbers on them, and some of them did not. And so my team was at one of the tables that did not have a number. And we were just like, well, we don't know what this means. Maybe it means that we don't have to do anything, or maybe it means we're like doing the running and the other tables are doing the thing, or we don't know, but we were going to do an activity of some sort.
Okay.
Turns out what we did is we built computers and robots.
That's hot as fuck.
Yes.
Yes. We did a thing. It is a group. I can't remember their name, but they basically build these little Raspberry Pi computers and robots to bring to schools to have kids learn how to program.
Nice. Right.
Because apparently there was a study and Minnesota is ranked 50th for providing education in younger grades
technology.
In technology and coding and things like that.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we need to change this.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
But these computers, they were made... You know the models that are like the balsa wood that are the laser cut?
Yeah.
Like, those were the cases. And so we had to assemble those, and then they had a screen, and then they had, like, a bus bar and, a bunch of wires and stuff. And basically you would put all of that in there with the little Raspberry Pi brain. And then, like, the whole thing would fold up. But then, like, the lid would open up with the screen, and the front would open up with the bus bar. So you could, like... plug in cords and rearrange
almost
things.
Almost like the Nintendo Labo
stuff. Exactly. Kind of like that. So we assembled these, and so each table assembled one computer and robot pair.
That's fucking awesome.
But the numbers in the middle of the room, that they only had 180 kits. And so the tables in the middle that didn't have a number, at the beginning they were like, if you're at one of these tables, go to a table with a number.
Okay.
So my team, my you know, team that I work with every day, we were at one table, so we're just like, oh, so we had to move. So I got separated from all of them and went to another table that had one opening.
That's weirdly sad. Okay.
No, it was fine. It was
I just imagine Salsa like
if
waving.
If it happened to somebody else, it might be sad. Fair. Yeah. It happened to Salsa, who does not care.
Yeah. Just, it was, okay, I'll go.
Good riddance. Do I have to go to another table?
Yeah. But no, they were just like, so if you're at a table with an open spot, raise your hand.
Lunch?
You know, raise your hand, you go to a table with an open spot. Turns out, I sat down at the table with the team from the Montreal office. And they were all speaking French.
Well, all right.
Which was fun.
You're like, I've spent 5 to 10 hours on Duolingo. I'm going to be haven't even, great.
Not for French. Fuck French. But anyway, no. It's just, so I get to the table and I slowly start to realize that, oh. And they're like, it's okay, we will try to speak English for you. And I was just like, no, don't bother.
We'll try to do that down for you.
So Russian accent the way you did
French.
That.
I can't do French. Anyway.
Or... the governor.
Or yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so they like we're all trying to figure out the instructions and stuff like that, and they're arguing with each other in French, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna do the little thing that I'm gonna do over here.
We will try to dumb it down for you, put it in out of metric to imperial.
But it's this is also a table of like salespeople, so they're not. Technology people.
Oh shit!
So like, I was the
you speak
tech
the
guy.
International exactly. language.
I spoke geek. So I was like the one at the end of it, just like, no, okay, this goes here, and this goes here, and this goes here with this other team.
Tab A, flat B. Yeah.
But it was genuinely so much fun. And at the very end, when we plugged in the power source and that thing booted up and the screen came to life. It like the whole we cheered. It was so amazing. It was genuinely a lot of fun. But then at the end, they were just like, yeah, you know, all of these computers are going to go to schools. You know, last year we were in one Bloomington school, and this year we're going to be in every school in Bloomington. And I was
so
just like,
cool.
Hold on just
a
second. Wait a second.
Did you just build a robot for your kids?
I might have just built a robot for my kids. Huh.
Well,
that's kind of cool.
How does it feel to contribute to society and have an instant payback on that?
But they were like, yeah, these will be in schools in January. And I was like, oh, my God. I'll post a picture of the computer that we built with its wooden case. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That is very cool.
But yeah, it was just, like I said, my company's kind of cool.
That is. That's extremely cool.
What about y'all?
I have been doing things where I move my body and work out a lot. I've started working out again with my friend Robin. Mm-hmm. And I hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't... Robin and I used to work out a lot, and we haven't been able to for a few months because busy season and all of that.
Sure.
For both of us. So, yesterday morning was the first time we could actually get together and work out again. And we did a casual day. And we did arms.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, like, maybe 4 or 5 different machines, and we did some free weights, and we did, you know, stuff like that. But we did it casually. Like, I never... Super
strange.
You weren't
wearing suits and ties.
No. No, I was wearing my casual exercise
polo
clothes. There was a t-shirt.
Yeah.
What would formal workout clothes
look probably like the matching jogger sets or some shit.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I suppose. Yeah. No, like the full Lycra bicycle suit. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I was wearing leggings and a Dr. Pepper t-shirt, which I found ironic.
Dr. Deaky.
Aww. Now I'm sad again.
Virgin Dr. Deaky. Virgin Dr.
I think that's just a Dr. Pepper.
Huh.
Like maybe a shot of coffee in it?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Espresso, yeah.
Actually, that doesn't sound
too
bad.
Do that.
Honestly,
thing, one of the reasons why I've cut out drinking is also to cut out a lot of sugars and things like that. So I also haven't had soda. I cheated with Powerade, but it was delicious. Yeah. So anyway, so we did some working out, but it wasn't like try to max out or get to a super tough. Right. It was like get to a place where there's some resistance and do that. And just do whatever, as many as you feel like up until... And then, you know, just do sets of... Until you're starting to feel it a little, maybe. So it was just
don't push boundaries, just maintain momentum.
Just a very casual get into it. It's more important to get a lot of reps in than it is to have a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's what we did. And Robin pushed me a little bit. She's like, you could do 5 more pounds. I'm like, yeah, I could do 5 more pounds. Fine. Like, and still legitimately stay within our definition of casual. I want to be clear. Like, she wasn't like, you could totally do 5 more pounds, bro. She was like, no, you could go a little bit more. Come on. Don't be a pansy.
Thirsty? You want some of my protein shake?
We do have protein shakes happening. Shut your fuck.
Oh, God.
It's actually really important.
I used to like you.
It's important to have protein and specific dietary things afterwards to help with your muscles.
That is true.
That is straight up a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for years, fucker. Like, I don't get over it.
And you're still doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, when are you finally going to succeed?
I am already successful. That's why I keep going.
Still doing it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
See, I've
you
already...
You don't get
I'm done.
Point and
I
stop.
Finished.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did all of that yesterday. And, like, for the rest of the day, I was like, okay, well, I have energy, but I'm not really feeling anything. Maybe I did go to do casual. Maybe I need to push myself harder the next day. And then I woke up this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do my armpits hurt?
Yeah.
I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, my shoulders, it felt like, you know how when you get, like, a vaccine shot and, like, your entire arm is sore? No?
Mm-hmm.
Never happened to you?
No.
Oh,
I've definitely, shit. I've had that happen.
The sore arm thing? Yeah, that
I count myself lucky.
Yeah, you should. Hurts like a bitch.
I believe you. I definitely, like, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I was just like, I'm so glad that I don't have that reaction.
Yeah, I've had the rusty gate hinge a few times.
Yeah, it's like that. Just like, oh, and so you keep, like, I'm still, right now, I'm just doing some shoulder rolls, and, like, I'm feeling it in everything, rolls. And I'm just like, oh.
With butter.
Oh, my God. I can't have any of that either.
What can you have? Ice creams and hope?
No, not ice cream.
Not right now. I'm trying to reduce
cubes.
Sugars.
I meant to say ice cubes.
Ice cubes. Yeah.
I mean, I can have those.
Depending
things.
On where they're from, yeah.
No, I've been eating a lot of meat. Because protein.
Yeah.
And,
I am protein.
I mean, Joe brought me a bunch of chicken wings from B-Dubs.
Aww.
After work today.
He does love you.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
See, I do eat healthy.
I had a...
Yeah.
I may have talked about this.
That's what
a coworker
is.
Tried to pitch me on the all-meat diet. That,
Isn't that
terrible,
like the paleo diet?
More
no,
than...
No, because the paleo, like, you can have, like, roots, right?
Yeah.
Or some shit.
Oh, okay.
But this is the all-meat diet that, particular broadcast idiot is all about. And I was like, no, because I don't want my body to fall apart.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, there's the big thing about the 3 macronutrients. Mm. You have to have a certain percentage of carbs, a certain percentage of fat, and a certain percentage of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you just try to have a little bit more protein and a little bit less carb, but you still want to keep everything in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
And any diet that's like, no carb diet, number one, is impossible. All food, almost all food has carbs of some sort.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's not realistic. Bodies need these things mm-hmm. to function. That's why we put them in our bodies.
Well, and for me, when I was on a low-carb diet, what I found was it worked really well for weight loss, but I felt like shit a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was one. And two, when I did work out, I took a lot longer to recover.
Mm.
My body needs carbs to rebuild muscle tissue in addition to protein.
Well, and to provide energy.
Yeah.
You need carbs to provide energy. Mm-hmm. If you're on a low-carb diet and you're feeling low energy, there is a direct correlation there, buddy.
Interesting. Like, so you're running your car without gas, and it stopped.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. That's pretty much what that
is. Well, I wish you luck. It's truly a conundrum. All right.
Don't pay attention.
I don't have a leg to stand on.
You don't even have to pay attention. Poor Joe. Like, okay, I say this. My boyfriend has an exceptional metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And it annoys me on a personal level sometimes that he's just like, I will watch the man eat an entire pizza and he is literally tinier than me.
Yep.
In all ways.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit taller than me, but like,
he's skinny.
I can't get into his pants. That's not... He has
well, that's
to get
it.
In.
That's the end of the podcast, everybody.
You heard it here first.
Yep. We have now recorded our best episode, downhill.
Our peak.
You thought it was already headed downhill.
That was our peak
there. That was a surprise upswing, we're done.
It's almost like eating a balanced diet in moderation is the right way to go, but that just doesn't roll off the tongue as well as paleo.
Right.
Or Atkins.
Some of these are actual diets for specific uses.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they get used for other things.
And then people just go, well, that's what other people are doing.
One of my youngest cousins has seizures that are related to processed sugars.
Yeah.
And so that cousin is on an extraordinarily low carb, low processed carb diet.
But then Bill from accounting goes, well, it's working for you. I'm going to do that.
Sure.
Yep.
And that's where it's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it is every body is different. That's just straight up what it is. Every body is different.
Yeah. No. In general, everything in moderation.
Yeah.
Including moderation.
Including moderation.
Yeah. So, yeah, but I lost a bunch of weight real quick.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's water weight.
I'm sure you'll find it.
It's,
you'll get it back. Don't worry.
Fuck. Man.
Fuck off.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
But the thing is, by moving my body more, I have actually had more energy doing that. So, it's probably a good idea for me to put in some healthy time for my body. I will return to booze. Don't think that means I'm not going to have booze ever again. This is happening. I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at before I start drinking again.
Sure.
Before you announced this, I was wondering why all the liquor bottles were wearing black bands on their arms and grieving and... I too have been on a fitness kick. I'm hoping to make it a habit rather than a kick. I've been working out every weekday, doing some kind of intentional exercise, even if it's just stretching.
Do you go to a gym or do you just home?
No, at home I've got Ring Fit. Sometimes I'll stretch with my Animal Crossing villagers because sometimes that's what I've got.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll do a rowing machine because we've purchased a rowing machine for Jax's use.
Sure.
And so that they can get exercise that doesn't involve standing.
Right.
And then other times, if I know that I'm going to be doing a lot of lifting and carrying and moving and climbing over things and all of that stuff, that's my exercise. Booth setup, that's my exercise for the day.
No, that's fair.
But I missed Friday, just this last Friday, and I was trying to process those feelings of, like, grief is not the correct word, but
it's a bummer.
It sucks to be on a roll and then to trip up. I was so busy doing other things. And while I could say, you know, like, oh yeah, I was doing chores. I was cleaning up because we were having guests, whatever.
You're letting yourself off the hook.
I was. Yeah. It's very different to say, like, I'm going to be busy today. Mm-hmm. So my chores count as exercise.
Yeah.
And then to, realize later, oh, I didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Intentionally today.
Yeah.
Oh, but I did do chores. It is different. Mm-mm. Yeah. But then I was like, well, this weekend's definitely going to make up for it because I'm putting lights up around the outside of the house.
Sure.
And that is a lot of lifting and carrying. Yeah. And that is a lot of climbing. And that is a lot of, like, core exercise balancing on the almost the top step.
It's a workout. Yeah.
So... So I felt better about that in spiritually and physically, maybe a little worse. But I've also been feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
And it's been good. I'm also getting a piece of equipment from the company that helps me with my knee physical therapy.
Okay.
They're sending me a device that is supposed to relieve some of the pain that I have in my knees.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
That would be...
That's a great exercise.
I've heard it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jesus Christ, man. Yeah.
No, what is it? Is it a electrical thing, or is it a mechanical
thing? It looks like it might be an electrical thing, because it's a little pack that you apply with some kind of a gel, almost like a gel strap thing. And so one of the pictures showed somebody that had the little pack on directly on their knee, and then they had the gel strap going up the T-band on their leg.
Okay.
And it says, do not use if you have, like, interior metal components.
It sounds like an electric.
Do not use if you are pregnant. Do not use if you take the following drugs. Do not use if you have a pacemaker.
Bracelet. Do not use this in a box. Do not use this with a fox.
Basically. So I'm kind of excited to see what it is. Because
please report back. Yeah,
even though I've been feeling stronger, my right knee is always bad.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I'm starting to get that way with my left knee. Because after I had that incident at Kung Fu, where I pulled that hamstring, ever since then, if I sit for a long time, I need to change my adjustment, because it starts to hurt after a while. So I'm starting to reach that age where I don't just heal like that.
Yeah, and then you go to the doctor and you're like, so what do I do to fix this? And they're like, honey, no, you're just old now.
Oh, honey, no, this is just
fix itself in time.
it'll get better eventually. How old are you? Oh, never mind.
For the last 20 years of my life, my right knee has clicked when I go upstairs.
Yeah.
And that's, it hurts.
Oh,
yeah.
So going over to my Escher painting of a house must be a bitch.
There comes a point where some lifelong injuries, you just get used to it hurting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
My left shoulder is that. It just becomes
part of the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, though, doing the Kung Fu with my son has been good. Not just watching him grow and do that, but just me getting out and moving.
Nice.
Right. Because, we have a gym membership through my insurance, and we used to do that, you know, all the time. And then COVID hit, and that just never... the YMCA.
YMCA, so, right.
But ever since COVID, even after the gyms opened up again, it was never something that we ever got back in the swing of. And then we moved
Yeah.
And then, like, schedules just kind of became a thing. So it's one of those things that's just, like, every so often I think about it and I go, yeah, I should really do that again.
Yeah.
And then I look at my schedule and I was like, well, I can't do it this week. And then it just...
Yeah.
That is the thing. Like, because Robin and I were doing it regularly for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then my busy season started, and I was like, I'm going to push back again. You know what? Let's just call it till November. And
it's not even just me, you know. Like, if it was just me, yes, I could easily do that. But I've got to take my daughter to hockey practice.
Right.
And my wife will be directing a play, so she's not home to be watching the kids and stuff like that. And granted, the kids are getting old enough at this point, I can just leave them for an hour or something like that.
Sure.
But... It's not just leaving. It's she's got to get to hockey, and he's got to get to kung fu, and my wife has the other thing. How dare you be
supportive parents that encourage your children to participate in things?
I should do it again. It just never seems to work out. Didn't even intend to do that, but now I did.
What has helped me is that I have some very attractive accountability buddies.
Okay.
And so...
That would make me not want to go ever.
That depends on... Like, you don't have to go with a person that you aren't attracted to.
I would not want to go to the gym with anyone that I was attracted to.
Really?
No, goodness. Huh. No, I don't want to make eye contact or look at other people or interact with other people or notice that other people exist when I'm at the gym.
Hmm. It also worked out really well for meals and things like that. Because when I was sending somebody all of the meals that I ate in a day, in order, because they were trying to get past a particular food thing. Psychological food thing. So their therapist had recommended to them that they talk to somebody and send pictures of food back and forth.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And so the more that I was like, well, I want this to look nice. I want this to like appealing looking food. I should add more vegetables. It totally worked. So then when it was time to work out, I started thinking like, I should do that. Because I was having a lot of difficulty forming a habit.
No, and the food thing absolutely makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I'm at the gym, if there's anyone I know or anything like that, I become self-conscious.
I just take
what I'm doing, and I don't want that
of my like when I'm done doing a workout in especially Ring Fit, it gives me a receipt of all the exercises that I did, and I get a little screen cap of that, and then I'll take a photo of me in my workout stuff, because that's the thing.
Sure, yeah, no, that would just make me too self-conscious about what I was doing. I don't want to be aware that I'm at the gym when I'm at the gym.
Fair. Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, working out with Robin is great because, I mean, she's so chill.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows right when she can just kind of encourage something.
Sure.
And that's nice. Mm-hmm. She did at one point take a video of me doing some lifting. And then she said, this is for you. Do whatever you want to with it. You can post it. You can delete it. But I wanted you to see how cool you look. And I was like, shit, I do look pretty cool in that video.
Yeah.
I am going to post this, goddammit. Like,
there you go.
So it was like, and if I had known she was taking the video, I would have been like, oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly what I'm talking about.
But seeing
about.
It afterwards
sure.
was great. And I was like, ah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Look at me lifting all of that. Yeah.
When I do the workout photo, I set my phone's camera on a very long timer so that I don't know when it's going to take the photo.
Oh.
Well, that's even worse.
And then,
yeah, I think that would be kind of anxiety-inducing.
Yeah,
and so
then you got to be the equivalent of sucking your gut in until the picture's taken mentally for me.
Yeah,
It's just
fair enough.
I hate working out so much.
It's not something that I enjoy either.
And I wrestled in high school, and working out has associations for me of those. Days of not eating and
that's all sure. of that very fair
stuff like
that's
that
absolutely fair.
And so, like, working out, whenever I'm working out, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but it's like flashbacks to that kind of like my like the gnawing in my stomach brings me back to those days.
And I hate it. Trauma.
Yeah.
I hate it. So I'm just like, I don't want, don't look at me.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely a valid response, honestly. So, well, all right. I won't invite you to come work out with me at some point.
I mean, you can invite me all you want. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
All right.
If it involves other people, he does not want it.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I do get like a little... So I have, through work, I have, I don't even remember what it's called. One pass. And it's basically, in conjunction with work, I have access to pretty much any gym.
Wow.
Nice.
Right? And I can use it to, like, I have to use that to get the membership to the gym, but I can do that to any gym.
Sure.
Dang. So I got the one, that Robin already goes to when we decided we were going to start working out. So I got that one, but I could also get, I think I can get a YMCA. I could get a, there's like 20 different chains.
Sure.
I could get access to just, and it's just the one price and it's a reduced price. It's like $25 a month.
I'm also, I'm doing a lot of internal work about body image in order to not feel so bad about having love handles.
Sure.
I know Salsa's already there and does not give a shit.
No,
Salsa just uses it for comedic purposes.
No, quite the opposite. Like, they're called love handles because it's good, like...
You got something to hold on to.
Yeah, when you're making love, like, they're a positive. They're a pro, man. Like, want those.
Like, the thing is, a lot of partners, when you get into a happy relationship, you tend to put on some weight.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
And I've had a lot of partners be kind of embarrassed about it. And
about you putting on weight or them putting on weight?
About them. And they're like, I don't feel attractive. And like, I need anyone who wears thigh high stockings to know that the little bit of like roundness above the stocking is the hottest fucking thing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's
it is.
Yeah.
Hands down.
So like,
I'm mad they don't put that in video games when they're doing that. Like that little round bit. I have
to remind myself that this is something that I find attractive in other people.
Yeah.
Sure.
But
you look at yourself in the mirror. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No. Brains are weird.
They are weird.
It's they're fucking
so
weird.
Strange.
Oh my god.
So, I'm just working on feeling stronger and liking the way that I already look.
Oh, well, best of luck to you.
Yeah,
I'm mostly trying to build muscle and endurance so that I can once again kick James's ass in sword fighting.
I look forward
to it.
That's
my goal.
Yeah. I don't want to build muscle mass. I just want my stamina to be back up to where it used to be.
Yeah. Well, because of the back issue, I actually have to rebuild some muscle.
Absolutely. No, definitely. 100%. Yeah. No, yeah. I know so many people.
I'm not trying to get swole.
Sure, definitely. I know a lot of people who are just like bulking up, and it's just like, I don't want that. I want to be able to get through, you know, a day at festival walking across that site without having to sit down.
The other thing that helped me with my body issue, like my body image issues, was a post where it showed a picture of like, this is what everybody thinks a strong person looks like, and it's like the Mr. Universe, like abs on your
whereas
abs.
You look at Zydrunas Zivicus,
right? He's just
bear.
A mountain of a man.
Yeah.
And, but especially like looking at people that I view as being big and strong, and thinking like, does that person have a six pack?
Yeah.
No.
No.
But well, and like all of the same thing with all of the Greek sculptures.
I was about to say, mine was the Aphrodite sculpture,
the Venus de Milo,
the belly rolls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like
Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm working on internally and externally. And then I worked out this morning. It's good.
I only did yoga this morning.
You did yoga this morning. That is a workout.
Yoga never feels like a workout to me. It feels like just a nice, good stretch.
I had a Twix for breakfast.
You know what? That's comforting, because now I know that if nothing else, I have expelled more energy than salsa did today.
Lower your bar.
We have a whole bunch of candy in the house from Halloween. What do you want me to do with it?
Yeah, I was doing bicep curls of Reese's Cups.
Dear listeners, weigh in. Tell us.
I got a million of them.
Really, one is too many.
That's true.
Coming from you, James, that is hurtful.
I'm an expert. I should know.
That is extra hurtful. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Let us know your workout routines, your crazy stories about dumb diets. Talk to us on the Discord.
Yeah.
Also, you're beautiful.
Absolutely.
Just for listening.
Also, you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's the other thing, is you don't have to be. Nobody says you have to be.
Yeah.
But you are.
But you are.
We're going to be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
It's meat. They're made out of meat.
Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That was one of those
things
with their meat.
Thinking, singing, talking, flapping meat. Yep. That's disgusting. That was a short story that I ran into in an English lit book for like 7th grade, 8th grade, something like that, where I had finished what the rest of the class was reading and started reading ahead.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, I'm damaged forever now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you run into those, yeah. The Illustrated Man. Painted Man? Illustrated Man.
Ray Bradbury?
Yeah.
Illustrated.
Yeah, that's full of a bunch of the stuff like that, too. Yeah.
Ray Bradbury's good stuff.
The Anything Box is also has some shit that haunted my nightmares.
Anything Box.
I've got a copy of it. I can lend it to you.
All right. A short story that really fucked me up when I was young. There are a couple of them. One of them is The Lottery.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
And the other one is The Veldt.
Gazpacho. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What was the other one?
The Veldt.
The Veldt.
I might need a little bit of
it's
story.
It's like
to
an African savanna, but more trees.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a short story about the kids' nursery. Being one of, like, basically a
virtual
holodeck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except it becomes real.
Oh.
And at the end, there's the lions in the the veldt in the savannah, where they come to get the kids, and they're like, "Where are your parents?" And they're like, "Oh, they're inside." And there's lions in the distance eating something.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, yep, that one would fuck you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the lottery, man, I read that one and I had to get an explanation from my mother because I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And she explained what was going on and I went, oh, why?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, should we do a podcast?
I thought we were. I'm sorry. We're back. I'm Salsa.
Oh,
I'm
James. You're not sorry. Don't even pretend.
No, he's Salsa. You just said.
I'm not sorry, but I am Jenna.
And I'm sorry.
You should be.
I should be.
And I have a fast five.
Fast five.
In fact, there's a couple of them here to choose from, which is really exciting.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I know, right? Let me see if either one of these is...
Time sensitive.
That one is not. So we're going to skip that one.
Ooh.
Straight to this one.
Uh-oh.
I got to mark this.
So this means that the audience gets a temporary reprieve from having to listen to my bullshit.
For at least a couple weeks. I don't think that's how it works. Mm-hmm. They're still going to hear your bullshit. Like, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, but there's a difference between response bullshit and...
Premeditated bullshit.
Yeah. Today's Fast Five comes to us from ugh, fine, it's me, I am the problem, it's Gray.
Yay, Gray.
And on the line asking if this is a time sensitive question, it says yes, when hope has been abandoned.
Ooh, well, I mean, that's shit. Now, yeah. Shit. We might actually be a little
always,
late.
Actually.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Opening thoughts. If I could have put in a post-question pre-answer statement, I would have. But I guess not.
Oh, shit.
Well, that just sounds like an opportunity for the form.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
All right. Fucking your form.
I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. They do make a good point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not just the form, but it's also getting it emailed to me in a format that, anyway.
That you care about.
Well, just that it doesn't mess. Yeah. Anyway.
Highly technical stuff.
Yes.
Question number one. Up or down?
I know it made a lot of people sad, but I loved the movie Up.
I love the movie Up. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I mentioned it recently watching somebody play the beginning of a video game that I had never witnessed before. And I was like, did they just first 5 minutes of Up Us? Holy fuck. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God.
Turns out.
Oh man, up or down?
I'm gonna say down because I usually choose tails also instead of heads.
I mean, it really doesn't matter what you choose.
I like to sit completely down. Random. When I'm at my desk, there's a chair at my desk for a reason.
Actually, for me to sit in. Did get a. Stationary standing desk just so I have the standing option. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a better thing to do with my body.
Seems like a correct thing.
See previous conversation. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna say up.
Okay.
It feels more positive. James, did you pick one? Down.
I did.
You picked down.
I picked down.
All right.
Question number two. Evade or abandon?
Ooh.
I feel like Gray has evaded this as opposed to abandoning us entirely.
That's true. I guess when I'm playing a game and there's something in the way, I don't abandon the quest. I try to find a way around it.
I'm a bit of a completionist.
Yeah.
I don't abandon things very easily in a game.
Right.
I spend a lot of time learning how to dodge instead of just fucking off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Yeah.
All
right.
Do you learn to evade, mm-hmm. dodge,
mm-hmm.
parry,
mm-hmm.
or yes. do you attack with reckless abandon?
Ooh.
Mm. No, I'm definitely still of the evade. I like my long distance snipery shots.
Yeah, I'm definitely ranger. I will take ranged over melee any day.
That changes my answer. Same. The way that they convinced me to play Halo during this last LAN party was, we'll make it gravity hammers only.
Oh.
All right. And rocket launchers? Yeah, we can do rocket launchers and gravity hammers.
See.
Fuck yes.
No, I prefer finding my little spot and just picking people off.
Oh, see, even with ranged, I'm not going to fire away with reckless abandon and just go to town. I'm going to sneak in. Nobody's going to know I'm there. I'm going to pick them off one by one.
Huh. No. I love playing the tank.
And when the shit hits the fan, I'm going to go hide.
When the shit hits the fan, I'm usually the fan.
So, last Wednesday, I was doing Family Game Night stream.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you more about that later.
Even
but,
I've heard of this.
Right?
Oh, shit.
But I know, we were playing, and Jessa was getting attacked by something, and she's like, And I had picked a high spot just to, kind of see what the fuck was going on, and I saw this happening. And I had a bow and arrow, and I shot it, and it died. And Jess was like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "I'm up here." And she's like, "That's a great shot." I'm like, "There is one thing I do really well, and that is sniper shots.
That's
what I do."
The group played a lot of Killing Floor, and they've just become accustomed to me playing as the melee character.
Sure.
And so we were playing split-level farmhouse with a barn, and everyone was in the barn, and then everyone went to explore the house, and we're getting attacked by waves of zombies. And Charles, best friend, former landlord, gets grabbed by a large enemy that just starts, knocking down his health.
Mm.
And there is a function in that game that's like bullet time that happens occasionally so that you get cinematic...
Oh, sure.
But it happens for everybody at the same time.
Okay.
So you're in the middle of reloading and your reload goes extra... Fuck, it goes so slowly when you're reloading. But in this circumstance, he just sees my character, this tiny rockabilly chick, launch off of the balcony with a huge hammer and just, drop on this fucking thing. In front of him, and he watched the blood spray cinematically just
this operatic.
Right. Yes. And yeah, and he was like, I feel like I have made fun of your character enough now. that was
I feel like I've seen really that anime.
Yeah, no, it was... You get a moment like that once every couple of years, but it was fucking spectacular.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like three different scenes in Trigun alone.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm going evade.
All right.
So I guess in that case, I'm going abandon.
All right, question number three. Cause tears... or abandon.
I always cause tears, whether I mean to or not.
No.
Oh God.
Uh oh. I think you just
somebody figured out the context. Something? What do you got?
Uh oh.
What do you got?
Come on.
I think we're being Rickrolled.
Okay.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never going to run around or evade.
Or desert you.
Abandon you. Never gonna make you cry. But it should be tell a lie. If but maybe it's just inspired by the Rick Roll.
Maybe. Or maybe it's an incredible coincidence.
Maybe it is incredible. Jesus, that would be an incredible coincidence.
It seems much more likely that we're being subtly Rickrolled.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's make cry or to abandon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the context itself doesn't have to have anything to do with the Rickrolly aspect of this. No, it does not. No. I mean, I joke about making people cry. I don't really like to make people cry unless they deserve it. That's not really true.
Like, will you... If somebody that bothers you...
Mm.
Is having a really hard time with a life circumstance.
Sure.
Are you the kind of person who's going to be like, well, this is the dumbass thing that you did.
Mm.
This is the dumbass thing that you did that put you in this circumstance, and you need to be a better person and potentially make them cry? Or are you like, that asshole got what they deserved. I'm fucking off. I'm just going to watch that karma happen.
No, I think trying to have I'm a dad of two kids. You know, I have to have those come to Jesus moments with my kids. I can't just
Jenna's Jesus.
Yeah. Say, well, you're fucking on your own.
Yeah.
Right. I will generally try to help and be supportive, even if it's a person that has done me harm or whatever.
Yeah.
If I feel it's safe to do so.
That's a very fair disclaimer.
If it's a person that has actively caused me harm, physically, emotionally, whatever, I don't feel the need to... I'm not the person that needs to step in and help at that point.
Yeah.
Because that could go poorly for me, and I have to be able to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safety is number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it's just somebody that's been kind of shitty, like, whatever...
Yeah.
Like, people are still people, even if they're assholes.
I have a friend who works with somebody that they've nicknamed, very quietly nicknamed, Crab Bucket.
All right.
Because of the propensity for crabs to keep each other in the bucket by trying to climb each other to get out.
Oh, sure.
So each crab will pull any crab that's higher than it down. And this person's behavior is... like that. Like, we're all stuck in here, but you're stuck in here the most.
There is definitely a certain point where you just need to cut your losses.
Yeah. So, I think probably make cry.
Okay. Cause tears.
Cause tears. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite thing, but that.
On the flip side, if we're cutting an onion, I'm letting Joe do that.
You're just going to abandon him to that?
I'm going to abandon him to that.
All right. Question number four. Deceive or injure? No.
Fuck! All right.
Deceive. Well, which hurts more in the long run?
Deceive. Like, if you are bandaging a child's scuffed knee or something, do you tell the kid this is not going to hurt?
I think in the long run, deception hurts more than just punching them in the face. Right.
Well, and like but
I'm not talking about kids anymore. Right. I'm talking about just people.
That is what I'm laughing about.
No, I understood. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah.
This is important.
No, this is important.
Unless they deserve it.
Oh, my God.
So the...
And they don't, ever.
I have often found that being told that something is going to hurt, like if a doctor is about to give me a shot or is about to perform minor surgery or something, and the doctor's like, hey, this is going to suck. Grit your teeth.
What doctors are you dealing with?
Honest ones?
Yeah.
didn't know they existed, they're not like, but
hey,
apparently.
This is a little sting or something. If they're like, hey, this needle is the size of a fucking pinky finger, so it's going to hurt.
What doctors are you dealing with here?
I've had more than half a dozen surgical procedures.
As have I. And I've never had a dog. They're very matter of fact. Yes, you will have pain, but none of them have gone, this is going to suck.
No, I've actually had at least one doctor be just very direct about, like, this is going to suck. I think they used those words.
Good Lord.
So, but I appreciate that. That's a choice. Because it will. And it hurts less if it's expected.
I would rather be told the truth and have that the hurt that might cause than to have somebody lie to me.
Yeah, 100%.
I have absolutely been hurt more by lies than honesty. Mm-hmm. You can be kind with your honesty, though. It doesn't have to be brutal honesty. You can be compassionate about it. But still, sometimes those truths are hard to hear regardless of how nicely they're couched. Mm. So, I would always rather have that.
True. Douglas Adams had a term that he used for people who seem a little too eager to be cruel to be kind. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there is a honesty sadism that some people have that is unnecessary.
Correct.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But,
be honest, but if you enjoy it too much...
Yeah. These are the same people.
I want you to be honest for me, not for you.
That's a very, that's an excellent way of putting that. The same people who have the, if you can't handle me at my worst thing on their Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
You don't deserve me at my best.
That's not a red flag at all.
Oh, my God.
So,
if you can't handle me at my worst, let's have a conversation about it and see if there's anything that we can mutually come to.
That is somebody who is reveling in their bad side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to improve.
Although I am very appreciative that Joe has seen me at some very bad spots and just been like, nah, I got you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But again, you're not reveling in those moments. Unless you're mad at me, in which case,
oh my God.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Story checks out.
Question number five.
Five.
There it is.
Up or down?
Son of a biscuit. All right.
I'm going to say down. When I play Streets of Rage 2, I will choose the bottom half of the screen. It's easier for me.
Top half of the screen for me.
Doesn't really matter.
I don't get as many power-ups on the bottom half of the screen, but I face more enemies, which gives me a higher score.
I like being further up where I can see stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go down.
From downtown, he's on fire.
Question number one. Which are you more like to give me, up or down?
Down?
Never going to give you up, never going to give you down? Or let you down? I don't know.
I'm not likely to do either of these. Give me up or give me down?
You know, like a warm winter parka.
I would give Gray a warm parka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I like that. Yeah.
All right, question is to evade or abandon. Are you more like to run around or desert me? I will run around. I run around all the time.
Yeah.
I like running around. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm not much of a runner.
I might desert you, like...
With a banana split?
To a dessert.
That's go. That's two S's. This is just one S.
Right, but I can't see it from where I'm standing.
Okay, but that has never stopped us before. You can't see a lot of things that you just have opinions on, so...
So you've listened to this podcast. Oh. Okay.
All right.
Run around or dessert?
When I'm with my kids, I run around all the time.
I believe you.
I am constantly fucking running around. Yeah.
I would run around a little bit to do errands for Gray. I'm going to maybe saunter more than run. leisurely pace, perhaps. But
like in a T-800.
In the term run around, I would do that. But you only get two, so figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
All right. Cause tears or abandon? Are you more like to make me cry or say goodbye? I say goodbye to people every day.
Yeah.
So I guess that one.
I say goodbye all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number four, deceive or injure. Are you more like to tell a lie or hurt me? I don't know why I would ever hurt you, so probably tell a lie.
I mean, like maybe a little white lie, but honestly, if there was something you needed to hear, that might hurt you. I would probably do it.
It doesn't say tell a lie to Gray, though. It just says tell a lie.
Mm. Oh.
I'm much more likely to do that. I tell a lie to clients all the time. Yeah, it was a setting problem.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not anything you fucked up.
Yeah.
Or me.
Oh, that.
I mean...
Well, that's just you being the setting.
It totally wasn't me forgetting to activate things. Mm. No, it was totally a setting problem.
No, I feel like there's a certain level of deception that is expected within society, and if it falls within the social contract, then whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Mm. Question number five, up or down, truly, are you now more like to give me up or let me down? I don't know if I would do either of those to Gray.
If we were...
I let Gray down every episode.
Yes.
Oh, right, like, I feel like just by being here, I've let them down, so... Mm-hmm.
I may have let them down just by figuring it out.
Right away?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's that possibility.
Yep.
No, they might feel a little wounded that you got it so quick. Yeah.
So...
We'll let down.
Yeah.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I don't actually know the rules. You did this to yourselves. Selves.
Yeah.
With an F.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each individual of the collective of us. Yeah.
Yeah. Not all three of us together.
Nope. Just individually. I don't know what I did to myself, but oh well. Thank you so very much to Gray for sending in the Fast Five.
Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five link, and fill out the form.
Please do.
Does anybody have a shout out?
I'm going to give a shout out to Robin. I enjoy working out with her. And she is pretty much the perfect workout person for me, because she's That's just wonderful. Chill, and we just do things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Shout out to Robin.
I'm going to give a shout out to a friend that brought us a bunch of food and things like that, knowing that we're, like, running to keep up. With everything that's going on in our lives, this friend brought us some delicious egg bakes.
Ooh, nice.
And also, carrot cake cupcakes. I'm so fucking excited.
I believe this.
I'm so fucking excited. All right. So,
I'm going to give my shout out to Homeline.
Ooh, yes.
They are a service that provides basically legal advice and counseling for renters and homeowners. I think also homeowners.
Okay.
But they do, they give legal advice. You can either call them on the phone. They go to like court for people and testify on various legal things about tenant law and stuff like that. They are experts in that sort of thing.
Nice.
They just had a fundraiser at Nine Mile Brewing the other day, which I went to, and they had a good showing. A lot of people showed up for trivia and silent auction and that sort of thing. But nice. They do a good service to the people of this state, giving people who need a hand a little bit of peace of mind. Nice. So good on them. Anybody have anything to plug?
I do. Do you want to go first?
I thought you were going to take a break. Huh? Your off season is over already.
No, well, I mean, it's, I do have two things.
I expect
things,
nothing less than a 2 week off season for Jenna.
No, because I still do my streaming.
Okay. Streaming.
And that's not super hard.
I'm just doing like one or two small,
actually,
fringe plays. There's
that one hurt. Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
So,
Anyway, no. So this week is my streamiversary. It is my 2 year streamiversary. And so
I feel like I need one of those.
This is
kazoo.
We talked about it last week, and this podcast will probably go out after the fact. But on Tuesday, I am playing Prom with Tom.
Hell yes.
We're gonna do Monster Prom 2 Summer Camp. And that is going to be delightful. But then Wednesday, which you should all be able to hopefully have this in time for that, we're doing family game night, and that stream is going to be lit. Not only am I playing games with my family, but I'm dropping new emotes. I'm hopefully going to have a few more options in the stream for interaction stuff. We are probably going to be wrapping up our game of Raft.
Oh, God. Fuck yes.
Yeah, we're running around Utopia right now, and we got, shit, it's intense. So, we'll probably be finishing that on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a party. Come on over to my stream.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. So I've got those, and then this Thursday is Give to the Max Day.
Mm.
And I assume I'm not the only person with a thing to plug for Give to the Max Day. My big thing this year is, of course, the Twin Cities Horror Festival. It is a project of UFG Project, a nonprofit. And all of the money that we raise during Give to the Max actually goes towards our BIPOC scholarships to encourage more diversity within the horror community. 'Cause I don't know if you guys know about the black guy trope in horror movies. There hasn't always been historically a lot of roles for BIPOC peoples in horror movies that aren't awful. So, encouraging more diversity within the horror festival itself.
Yeah.
Help encourage new stories. And, still, I think one of my favorites has been All My White Darlings, which was produced by Duck Washington with Dangerous. And it was intense very powerful. And that was supported by the BIPOC scholarship. Mm-hmm. So
that's amazing.
Denzel Washington keeps coming back every year, and he's so great. Such a wonderful person.
Truly.
And he's benefited from the BIPOC scholarship before, too.
Good.
We actually had 3 shows this year that benefited from the BIPOC scholarship.
That is
so
wonderful.
The more money that we can raise during Give to the Max, the more we have to be able to support diverse artists. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to return on that investment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
James?
I don't necessarily have a Give to the Max thing to plug, but next Friday, after this Friday, so Black Friday, is Vilification Tennis Shakespeare. I sat in on the planning meeting, and I'm so goddamn excited for it. So there are, out of the games that we have listed, I like all of them. I do. But there are 2 of them that are brand new that I am deeply fucking enthralled by.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
I will tell you after.
Okay. Don't want to spoil the surprise.
I do not want to spoil it, but I am so fucking excited for this show. Yeah.
Nice.
So, feel free to get your tickets now. There's a little bit of a discount, like a tiny discount on it. But more than anything, it's just making sure that you have your tickets and you can walk up to the counter and get them.
Right.
It's so much easier. It's so much faster. And you are guaranteed a seat if you have a ticket.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Where I have had to turn people away before, even at this theater.
Right.
So, there's that.
I got nothing.
All right.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, bye, love you, bye, bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for everybody for listening to this thing. Thank you to Gray for sending in that Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat that fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.